The following program is produced by Lawn Media Network. The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the individuals appearing on the show and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Lawn Media Network, its affiliates, sponsors, or partners. The content provided in this program is intended for informational and entertainment purposes only. Lawn Media Network does not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or timeliness of the information.
Good evening again. Oh my goodness, it's Monday. Yes,
it just again.
flies so fast. So it's Monday, it's Be Bold Night, and we welcome you all to our show. Good evening to everyone, and good morning to the viewers in the Philippines.
Yes, morning. Maganda umaga. You know, you remember when you ride the jeepney, it's like maganda, maganda, maganda. Could never do that.
Yeah, so good evening, Christian. How are you doing tonight?
Good. That was just, you know, like Monday, everyone starts working again. Mm-hmm. I start working. I mean, even if I don't have like a regular 9 to 5, mm-hmm. I was still working today, and it's like, you know, it never stops.
How's your Monday? That's how, you know, life is about growing, right? Mm-hmm. And part of growing is getting busy and working all the time. But first off, of course, you are watching us live on YouTube, Facebook Live, and stream.lawin.live. But if you missed the live show, you can stream our podcasts on...
We have Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, Deezer, Player FM, Good Pods, Podcast Index, Stitcher, Pandora, Podcast Addict, Pocket Cast. So yeah, if you still can't find it, I don't know what to do. It's everywhere.
Yes, we're everywhere. That's right. You can listen to our podcasts in those platforms. Mm-hmm. But of course, we would love for you to participate live, because that is very important. Especially we have games that we do on the show.
Yeah, you want to talk more about our contest this week? There's a change of rules, right?
Yeah, there's a little bit of change. It's not much. But for you to have more chances of winning, we would love for you to make more comments.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So let's show them the mechanic of the show or the game. There you go.
How to join the game. 1. Watch the live show and listen to the conversation. 2. Participate and share your experiences on the topic during the live show. 3. Type your thoughts or experience via comment section. 4.
All right.
Yeah, that's right.
So the change this week is that the more you comment, the more entries you have. So if you see our name once there before, if you commented like the whole show, you get one entry. But now if you comment like 100 times, you get 100 entries. You see your name 100 times on the wheel. So
which means more chances of winning. So we encourage all of you again, kindly participate, because it's going to be a great night. It's going to be a great topic. You know, this month of March, it's all about women. Mm-hmm. But before we get there, we have a viewer from the Philippines.
Good evening, MJ and Christian, all the way from QC, Philippines. I missed last week's live episode. Oh, we missed you too. We were looking for you.
Yes, Mario, we missed you. But thank you. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Okay, so make more comments. Do some shout outs. Or you can even share the link now as you are watching. Yeah. Share it to your friends. Share it to your Facebook page so people will see it and they can join in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter what you comment. We're going to have of course, be nice in the comment section. Yeah. But like any comment, an emoji, if you share your story, that's one entry. So
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But before we get there again, how was your weekend, Christian?
Busy. Mm-hmm. we were helping a friend, an artist friend, make puppets, and they're like life size puppets. Like the head alone is like this big, and it's gonna be on like a big pedestal, and it's gonna take like maybe like 3 to 5 people to operate it, and they're gonna have it in a march in Austin this weekend. So yeah, I'm gonna miss it, but like I was documenting the whole thing. There's videos of it. And yeah, exciting, super busy, super tired because we all finished like very late. But yeah, good experience with friends.
Yeah, so for me, I did a relaxing weekend. Ooh. I mean, you know, sometimes you just need to sit back and relax, that you just give yourself a break from all the hustles and bustles of life, right? We stay so busy sometimes that we forget, or we tend to neglect ourselves. And yeah. I just made a decision that this weekend I was gonna chill, and that's what I did.
How? What type of chilling did you do?
Well, you know, I've been so hooked up to listening to a lot of you know, motivational lessons and podcasts, and I'm just trying to grow myself.
So no K-drama?
No. I'm getting addicted to podcasts. Like, you know, I've been watching Ed Milet, Tony Robbins, you know, Jamie Kern Lima. Remember I told you about...
So if any of you are listening right now, sponsor us.
Yeah, because I'm trying to grow myself. And also Les Brown.
Mm. Yes. I listen to more Brown.
Okay. Yes, I'm really, really trying to claim, you know, this is my time to really shine. So, yeah. But before I could do that, of course, I have to work on myself and work on the limiting beliefs that I've been telling myself, that I'm not good enough, that I can't do this. But that's not all about the life, you know? That's why we're talking about women this month, because we are here to claim the power that we have. We're here to empower everyone.
Let's go, women.
Yes, yes. So, oh my goodness, we have a lot of comments.
And mostly also women. From Rochelle, you got the second watching from Pangasinan. Hello, po. And we also have Joanne Baterina watching from Bubonan West. Do you know where that is?
Where?
Bubonan West.
Oh, I really...
Oh, let us know where is that. Maybe we'll visit. We also have watching from Houston, Howdy, MJ and Christian from Attorney Eileen Ligotizan. I love the Western smiley.
Howdy, yes. How y'all? Howdy, y'all.
Hello from Joanne Baterina. Hi.
Hi, Joanne. Hi, Rochelle. Hi, Eileen. And hi, Alexis. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Let's see if we have... Yeah, we're going to have guests, actually, all the way from the Philippines tonight. Yes, yes. So
they're trying to log in, and they're trying to log in, and we'll let you know when they're here. But for now, more on Women's Month.
Yes.
What do you think is the importance of Women's Month to you as like a woman, as a mom, as a professional and business owner too?
Yeah, you know, in this life, of course, there's men and women. We see leaders, a lot of leaders are typically men, but there's power in being a woman too. You know, like just doing, I mean, childbirth, it's an experience that only a woman can do. And, you know, the love of God in, you know, to his people or to his children is comparable to the love of a mother to his children. So, and then there's the in the Bible, actually, there's a whole, I think, scripture where it talks about women. Yeah. So Women Month, we decided to do it this month because we just want to feature women from all walks of life, like women in entertainment, women like moms from home, professional women, entrepreneur, you know, women entrepreneurs, leaders in the community. So we're going to feature and show the world that we as women can be as, you know, as equal to men when it comes to abilities, when it comes to power, when it comes to passion, when it comes to talent, gifts, and everything. And that we are actually in partner with each other. We're not competing with men. Of course, we aren't.
I mean,
yeah, sometimes. We are partners to make this world a better place. So that's how we are discussing, or that's why we are here for Women's Month this month.
All right. Who runs the world?
We,
girls. Yeah. Oh, Mara probably knows that song better.
Actually, you know, I remember there was a year when Mara, they had a group dance. Mm-hmm. I think it was hip hop. And one of the songs was that.
I told you. I'm young.
Yes, I remember that. And they did. They really like, they tore down the stage.
Mm-hmm,
See? Who runs the world? Yeah. So, yeah, tonight specifically, we're going to talk about women entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. You want to start now or you want to introduce the guests?
Yeah, they're here. But let's show them the video first.
All right.
You know, before we get in our guests for tonight.
Are you ready to meet the movers and shakers who are redefining the business landscape? Today, we're diving into the world of fearless women entrepreneurs who are not just breaking barriers but shattering them. They're innovative, resilient, and they're changing the game.
These women are leaders who excel in navigating the intricacies of life insurance. They are your advocates, ensuring that you choose the right coverage for your family's unique needs. Whether you're looking to secure your family's future, manage risk, or leave a legacy, their commitment is to provide you with personalized solutions and unwavering support. These advisors listen, they understand, and they take action that makes a difference. With the right plan, every challenge becomes an opportunity.
I'm so excited to call them in.
Shall
we get Cleofer and Trisha?
Oh, we got Trisha. Hi, can you hear us?
Hi, Trisha. Where are you?
There you go.
What about Cleofer?
Oh, Tita.
Yeah, we should have.
Oh, well, yeah. At least we have right now, which is Trisha.
Yeah, Trisha. Well, Trisha Verzosa. She's my niece from the Philippines.
Hi,
yes.
Hi,
so,
sir.
How are you doing? You're live on Facebook and YouTube.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you are live. So, what happened? Okay. There you go.
All right.
Tita, can I call Ate Cleo first? Oh my, I'm shy. Oh my god.
Yeah, no, call her, or Cleo else we're gonna just in. Talk to you, and you'll be on the hot seat.
Oh, yeah, oh sir. Oh my god.
How are you?
I'm good, Tita. I'm good. Wait, I'll just call Ate Cleo. She will represent.
In the same house.
No. They're.
Oh.
Yeah, they're joining in from a different location.
Right. Well, while we're waiting, can you tell us about your hometown? I feel like your most of your family is like are business owners, entrepreneurs. Does that run in the blood or?
Well, actually, first off, Cleofer is, you know, she's a nurse by profession. Mm-hmm. She had a nursing degree, but she's been into business. Like she had her own what it calls is the crystals. She was making crystal bracelets and also making crystal figures and all that. And then she also has been into the call center, you know, so she didn't use her degree as a nurse, But now she joined her younger sister. Mm-hmm. Her younger sister, her name is KK or Keja. Mm-hmm. She's the one who went into the life insurance or financial advisory industry before she did. She's the oldest in the family, Cleo. But she recently joined, and just in a short period of time, I mean, she had moved up.
Oh, like, wow. Okay.
She had secured a lot of lives. And I think she has that passion of helping people. Mm-hmm. And there's three of them. Cleo is the oldest. And then Shanna Dawn is another, you know, one of mm-hmm. my nieces. And then Keisha or KK. Mm-hmm. And KK, the youngest of the girls, was the first one to get into the financial industry. Mm-hmm. And then Shanna Dawn joined in. Mm-hmm. And Shanna Dawn is also an entrepreneur. She owns, we call it Takoyakuin.
Oh,
it's like a food stall.
I love that.
Yes, it's a food stall in Batac, Ilocos Norte. Mm-hmm. And now they added not just Takoyakuin, they also have... what do you call this? Oh my gosh. Like coffee, different flavors and all that.
Coffee.
Bean box. She calls it bean box. So yeah, my other niece, Shanna Dawn, is really into business. So she has the Takoyakuin and then she has bean box. Mm. Yes. And also she's a licensed or she's a financial advisor.
Wow. Yeah. Yes. Go ahead and you can check on them. And I think we have a comment from Delia Ligot. Hello, po. Good evening, Texas, watching from the Philippines.
Yeah.
Nice. Hi. I feel like this trend of like, even like when the pandemic like started, there's like a trend of like people just starting their own businesses because mm-hmm. like, you know, being an employee, you're mm-hmm. very limited to what you can do with your time and your money. And mm-hmm. like, you know, sometimes we don't, there's companies out there where you just don't grow. So I feel like being an entrepreneur is like a very good move for like.
Yes, everyone. And be your own boss. You mm-hmm. know, you work on your own time in your own terms. And before I came to the Philippines, actually, so Leo is here. Like, I mean, Cleo, I'm sorry. Cleo, we call her Yan. Can we get her in? She's a very all bubbly right. girl. Come on. There she is.
Hello.
Hello. We can't hear you. Oh, can you check? Maybe you're muted. Can you see if you're muted?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Hi.
Oh, it's okay. Hi. I was just bragging about you.
Yeah. Hi, Tita.
Hi. Say hi to the world. I mean, we're live. You know, we're live on Facebook and YouTube.
We're live in ABS-CBN, GMA, TV5. Hopefully. In the future, maybe you'll never
know. Yeah, and you're live on Lawin Media Network. Where'd you get that? Yeah, the first media network in Houston, Texas.
World, the universe.
Yeah. So tell us about yourself, my dear. I know a lot about you, but it's better if they hear it from you.
Yeah, hi, yeah. I'm Cleo Verzosa. I'm 33 years old, turning 34 this year on September. So I'm a nurse by profession, but I have been rerouted by God, been redirected, been doing a lot of things, been carrying and wearing different kinds of hats since, 12 years since I started working. Mm-hmm. Mary Jane is my aunt, and... I'm currently in their family house. Should I say? So yeah, that's it.
Yeah, tell us about your journey, my dear. About, you know, the first business, because our topic tonight is like women entrepreneurs. And the reason why, I mean, I just thought that this would be really fit for you and supposedly your sisters and cousins, because it seems like you're building an empire there. Mm. If you had seen the video that we showed, I mean, it's like all Verzosa, Verzosa, yeah. Verzosa, Verzosa. So our viewers, I bet, would be very interested, you know, about your journey into entrepreneurship. Yeah, because I know you've done not, you know, different types of businesses. Can you give us a little bit you know, a glimpse? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In reality, I'm the last in among them, because I think I am the least knowledgeable among the three sisters, the Verzosa sisters. The one next to me is the one who started all the businesses. So she's been managing a couple, a coffee shop, and another, and a couple of food businesses. So yeah. And then the third one, which is actually the most successful, if I may say, the youngest among us is the most successful one. So I was the last one who actually ventured to businesses. I've been inspired by them. People say that when you're the eldest and then when you see your younger siblings or the rest of the family been so good and successful in a lot of things, probably it would sink in and would be a source of insecurity. But no, I got inspired by my sisters. I joined in. I started my crystal business, which has been put on halt because I've been so busy maintaining the peace in the family, managing being the eldest sister. So there are a few concerns in the family, which I've been doing instead of, you know, focusing on the business. Because I would say that I guess the glory in I mean, the earthly glory that we have cannot be enjoyed if there are a few things that we should be focusing first. So yeah, being the ate, the manang, when we as we call it in Ilocano, that has been my focus. But yeah, focusing on entrepreneurship, the first step really for me when I joined in is knowing. I think for me, Oh, I'm sorry for that.
Now more people are gonna watch it.
Now we've been. I'm so sorry for that. Okay, so where was I? It's really the reason why I was the last one to venture is because I don't easily say yes unless I've already put some skills and knowledge to myself, because of course it's difficult to impart to other people unless you've already fill in your own cup. So that's the first thing before saying yes. Make sure that where you're joining in is you know, and then you can impart. So that's the first thing. And then second is just continuous knowledge and welcoming ideas from other people, and not because you're the CEO or the one managing is you know it all. Yeah, it's for me, that's not a good attitude when you're acting like, oh yeah, I own this, I know this, I know most. So yeah, I always make sure that ideas from other people, which I know, whom I know that are more knowledgeable, more skilled, and who've been part of this certain industry or business, came first. So yeah.
Yeah. So do you think, do you have any questions for her?
No, yeah. I also want to interview the guy with the tapas.
We partied last night because my cousin, the first one in our generation, just got married. So we welcomed our new cousin-in-law. So I'm so sorry for that.
No, it's good. We're going to put him on the hot seat later. So everyone in the comments, comment if you want to see more of him.
Anyway, so even though you joined in late, but there's, we know starting a business, it's never too late, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. And I'm still like in awe when I was watching all your creations, your crystal curations and all that. So I want to ask that first about you. What made you decide to do the crystal?
Yeah,
the crystal business in the beginning.
That actually happened at the peak of the pandemic. So when the world was forced to stay at home, and then we don't know what will happen tomorrow or up until when, people started, we created these on our own. Because, I mean, whenever there, I reached a point whenever I opened the television, I would break down, I would cry. Like, I would, what? Up until when would this happen? And then you will see a couple of lives or families saying goodbye to their loved ones, which they can't even personally say goodbye to. So that happened. So at that time, I was trying to figure out what else can I do for myself, particularly at that time, because you can't even reach out to people unless only in social media or in text or call. Mm-hmm. You can't see them personally. So at that time, I just studied. I joined groups. I got certified, and I think at that time the memory that I have is I just joined a live selling show for crystals, and then I got mesmerized, and then I started being so interested. So I researched, I joined groups, the local ones from Mexico and Uruguay, because they're the ones that are really doing the mining and then manufacturing and shaping up of crystals. So that's how it all started. And the rest, I continuously joined groups and researched about them, because it's so diverse. I can't even say that at this point I am an expert. So yeah, that's how it all started. And then I influenced my sisters, my friends to also, you know, welcome the idea of wearing some or putting some in the household. So, yep.
Yeah, I mean, she has really beautiful creations, and I bought quite a bit.
Wow, gave me some.
And gifted it, because they have
not to me
certain meaning, you know? And yeah, but before we continue, my dear, don't go anywhere, okay? Sure. We're just going to go on a break, okay? So we'll be back. Okay.
All right.
What is a last will and testament? Well, sometimes you just call it will. A will and last will testament are just basically the same. It's just that the use of language, there's a lot of specificity in terms of language in law, right? So will is a legal document. When you say legal document, that means it's a document that can be enforced under the law. You know, there's a document that you created, but it doesn't have any legal.
You can't use it.
You cannot use it. You can't use it for any legal purposes. But a will, yes, it is a legal document. That means you can go to court and, you know, show to the judge that this is my last will and testament. Can you enforce it? Mm-hmm.
No. Okay, right. We're back.
So yes. Let's get some comments first before we move on.
Yes.
We have Maria Lala. Hi, MJ and Christian, watching from Manila, Philippines. Very interesting name, Maria Lala.
Maria Lala C. Valdez.
Oh, I thought it was one word.
Okay.
Tita Myra. Being a woman entrepreneur only proves that women power exists. We are no longer living in the past where women are just kept at home taking good care of the family. Yeah, that's true. Right. That's, I mean, they can still if they want to, but now they have a choice, right?
Yeah, and then of course Mark Carlo De Seco, shout out to my family in Occidental. Ooh, Mindoro.
Hello.
Yeah,
have you been?
No, I haven't been.
Same. I want to. And good evening, Texas, USA, also from Mark. Ooh.
Yes, and we have Joanne. I think we have John Baterina. Good morning, ma'am and sir, watching from Bobonan.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, of course, Alexis Oliveros. I love watching your show. So inspiring. Thank you. Yeah.
And where else? I think that's it. Shout out to my family in Occidental Mindoro.
That's right. That's right. All right, thank you all to all our viewers. Again, we encourage you to put your comments, your shout outs. The more comments you have, the more chances of you winning a special prize. Yep. So going back to you, Yan-Yan. Her name is Gopher Aryan.
Aryan from Yan-Yan. Yeah. Okay.
Yan-Yan, yeah. Yeah, since your little sisters are not here, especially KK, you know,
where
Kesha.
Are they?
Well, there, I think she's busy. She has a client call, I believe. Mm. But can you give us a little history of how KK's, I bet you know how she got into the financial business. Can you give us a little history of how she got into this, you know,
industry?
And I know she's very business-minded. I can tell.
Yes. You
know, she is. Yeah. Tell us about her. Yeah, if you would, please.
Contrary to mine, wherein I don't easily just say yes or jump into doing something unless I'm fully decided on doing it, because I don't like what happened, like it has to be paused. Mm-hmm. For her, whenever she's so interested and whenever she wants to do something, she doesn't think through too much. She would just jump in, take the risk, and would embrace the beauty and the challenges of it. So she also started retail wholesaling business. So she did a couple of products. I can't even name them all now, but she did clothing. She did also decors. She did resin. She also went to training for that. Yeah, for a couple of years. I think the story started when she was still a tiny girl. When we go to school, she would ask for, do we have any extra chips or any treats at home? And then she would sell it at school so that she would have extra money. Because we would always have, what would I say, like limited and fixed money, or say baon, tita.
Yeah.
But we would have that. So whether I'm grade 6 and she's grade 3, we would always have, like, for example, I don't even remember if it's just 50 pesos or 100 pesos per day. So, but for her, if I'm not sure what she used to do for with her money, but she would do that. Like, she'd get extra treats, she would sell it, I don't know, for with an extra peso or two. She would also use her own baon to buy extra, and she would resell it. So it started from maybe 5 years old up until she grew up. That was her. That was really Keisha. So, and then when she grew up, she would do that. Yeah, would invest on her own, train herself, go to join also groups, get trained, and then would spend 50% of her money, and then would buy whatever she would think would be sold easily at the time. Wow. The trend. Yeah, she would study the trend. So I think it was also pre-pandemic when she invested on this cohorts. Clothing, and then she would ask our other sister, who is also very creative and very good in sewing. So they ventured together. One would buy the plain tela, and then the other one would sew it, and then I would bottle it. the only part that I would do, and then they would sell it. And then all other products that would really be, she's just so good in that. And she's not afraid or hesitant in taking risk. She would study the trend and then jump into it, and then so be it. Yeah, she would always have that spirit.
Do you think it's part of your upbringing that you're all like business minded, or was it something else?
Probably she used to see Tita Zheng and Tita Suzette. Would also see them be interested on certain things. But when she was still very young, she's really the most sociable one. She would go to our neighbors, and then, I don't know, she would just pick stuff from home, and then she would, you know, go to the neighborhood. She's really like that. We had a curfew. She would be the last one to come home.
Yeah. Is she's it the always youngest. The
she's
bunso?
The youngest girl.
Is your well, youngest?
She's not the bunso. She's the youngest of girls.
The girls.
There's five of them. Yan is the oldest. There's five. So three girls, sunod-sunod, and then two boys.
Mm.
Yeah, she's the youngest of the girls. Yes. And yeah, I can see she's got a very strong personality. Like, she is a go-getter.
Mm. Yes.
Like, because, you know, in business or in anything that we do in life, this is what I've learned. You jump in. We mm-hmm. don't have to be perfect, because if we wait till the day of that we are so prepared, we'll never start. Yeah, yeah. It's like you jump in and learn the process as you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that's how she is. So now as Cleofer, I keep calling her Yan Yan because I'm so used to that. But as Cleofer had said, you know, she was the first one to get into the financial business.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the one, she got her cousin, like my other niece, mm-hmm. and then, of course, both of her sisters. And Yan Yan was the last one to get in. But mm-hmm. even then, I mean, even if Yan was the last one to get in, I mean, in just few months, right? You've only been into it in few months. But she has already achieved quite a bit. And what keeps your passion of doing this? Because I know I've been into the financial business, so I'm life licensed
mm-hmm.
as well. And there's just different type of fulfillment and mm-hmm. you know, satisfaction that you get with knowing that you're not selling life insurance, but you are securing lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the essence of this, you know, this industry. But what keeps you going? And in a short period of time, how do you feel about getting into the industry, even though you think it's late? But it's never too late, my dear, because you can do it all your life. You know, people retire from this industry, so you have a long ways to go. So you have a great future in this. But what do you feel about it now that you actually have your feet wet and you're actually doing it now?
Well, when you are surrounded with great people, or KK herself, Keisha, you really get inspired. She wakes up 2 hours ahead of everyone, and you'd be so embarrassed that you're still lying around or just snoring on your own, trying to get so rested when the world has already started moving. So I would always jokingly say at home that when you're with her, you feel like you're the first one who will get tired because she's so busy. Wow. So, but what she does is her goal is always to kind of like replicate herself, just inspire people to keep mm-hmm. moving, like no matter what or how the world would, you know, how mm-hmm. it happens, she would get up and just, you know, do things and be able to be a blessing to the rest of the world. So, mm-hmm. I mean, when you're with her, you will really be very inspired. So the reason also why I was able to achieve what I have achieved in the insurance industry is because I've seen her. And I would be it would be a shame if I am the ate, I am the manang, and then her pace is like 100 times ahead. And then what am I going to do? Just brisk walking? So, yeah. So I really had to make sure also that I put something on the table for our team, for her, because the goal is a long way to go. Her goal is to make sure to have a branch here in our hometown, because, you know, the penetration rate in the Philippines itself is very low. And we want to start where we grew up, the people in here. Yeah. So it's a very long way to go for the goal that she has set for her team. So being the mana, I would want to also make sure. The reason really, whenever I am asked, why did you join? I personally don't have a personal reason, because the reason of joining in is to support my sister. I think being the eldest, that has been my personal mantra, to be working at the background to support my siblings. So I'm still trying to figure out what my personal goal is for what we're doing right now, but I really would want to support the goal of my sister, and of course to make sure that, like I've said, make sure that the people where we grew up, the people that we've interacted with growing up, is also would have a very good retirement phase. That's the longest vacation that one could ever have, and we don't want to see the gray ones not having, you know, a comfortable retirement. So Yeah, and prior retirement, of course, saving up and making sure that we don't just do a day to day, but would have how is it gonna be next month or next year? You know, try to have a more futuristic, because I think it's very difficult with the culture of the Filipinos. We always see it by day, but how is it gonna be for the next few months or next year? So I think we're trying to rewire also the mindset of the Filipinos. So yeah,
that's very good.
I mean, I feel like even just supporting your family is also already like a very big thing, because like not a lot of families have someone like in also in their family who supports them. So I feel like even if you feel like that's your goal, I don't feel like you need like a bigger goal. I feel like that's already like a very big goal, and like you're succeeding on it. So yeah.
Thank you.
Plus, you know, I mean, that's something that I can be really proud of, you know, for my family, is wherever we go, I mean, we're always going to be for each other. We love each other to the bone, so to the max. So we just want to take care of each other, look out for each other, and support each other, because we exist not just for ourselves, but we exist for our loved ones, for everybody that we come in contact with. We have a bigger purpose in this life. Yeah, and that's what it's all about. Yes, all right. Yes. But before we continue again, I know we're getting, you know, a little bit.
No, it's good conversation. Yeah,
it's really good conversation. I think people who are listening to us are learning, you know, from young entrepreneurs like you. I mean, you can make a difference. I mean, everybody, that's why here at Be Bold, Why Not? I mean, our theme or our mantra is elevate your story. And you never know who's listening to you, that you can impact even just one life at a time. That's a big thing, because it's a ripple effect. If you are able to impact someone in a positive way, then they're going to do that for others. And then we can make this world a better place. But before we get there, again, we're going to go for another break, and then we'll come back for the final segment of the show. So we'll see you in a bit.
All right.
And we have more comments from our viewers.
Okay. Yeah. We have Mark Carlo De Seco. Proud of my wife for having own business. Yeah. Let us know in the comments what business it is too, so people could check it out. From Maricar Ligot Hamito. Shout out to my friends in Baguio. Yeah. Yes. Hello, po.
And
watching, Maricar is watching from Pangasinan. Nice, nice.
Nice, nice. And then Alexis.
Good morning.
Yeah, but let's see. Alexis Oliveros.
As says, a mother, you can do all things to provide for family. I am blessed that I am working now, because soon God will give back the fruits of labor. Hopefully not that soon, right? I haven't even tasted the fruits of my labor yet.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, if we toil, we'll gonna get harvest, right? And then
very inspiring and interesting. Yeah, thank you.
All right, from Rochelle. Yeah, thank you. Christian, do you have any question for my beautiful niece?
I still don't know the name of the guy who passed. Like, before the show ends, I'm also going to be like topless, and we're going to have more viewers. I guess it's a more personal question of like with crystals. I know like they have different effects and different like is that what you do? Like there's like the different crystals you recommend for like when people are stressed out or when people need like guidance. What would you recommend? What's like the what crystal would you recommend for like our viewers right now or for us?
Sure. Well, the most basic ones and the most famous ones, because this should be the basics or the staple, as they say. One is amethyst. It's a very purple crystal. Mm. I think you should be very familiar with that because it's the most famous one. That's one. That one is for relaxation, control of extreme emotions. Yeah. And black tourmaline is the one for protection. So whenever you go out, or if you're the kind of person who goes out all the time, travels all the time, then that should be a very basic one that you should carry.
You throw it at someone so to protect yourself, right?
Well, I should say that where you wear them is also a factor. There is a study that the anatomical position of the body also follows a certain flow of energy. So the left hand is actually the giving hand. So if you wear them on your left hand, it's what you give out. So whenever I'm not wearing anything right now,
you're not giving out anything.
It was a rush. Putting everything in, so yeah, I forgot to wear something on my left. But yeah, I haven't gone out of the house, so yeah, I will wear something when I go out. So whatever energy that you would want to give out, wear it on your left hand. So whenever you wear it on your right, that's the energy that you would want to receive. Put into yourself. So get.
Questions.
Yeah. So what are you wearing right now? What are those?
It's actually money. So everything is pyrite. And then this one is the one that I curated. It also has tiny pyrites. And then citrine is also for money and wealth. And a couple of jades, which is also for money again. I think this is for business people. Yeah, the business.
I need that.
Yeah. Money. Entrepreneurs. It's basic for entrepreneurs: jade, citrine, and pyrite, because everything is for wealth and business management.
I wore it on my left hand, so all my money's gone. Yeah, but also it might not be pyrite, it might have been pyrex.
It's always funny.
Last I have one last like walang kwentang tanong. What do you think?
Every question is important.
No, you have to listen to this. You, it's not important. Okay. What stone does a Dharna swallow?
No, I honestly don't know. But if I am to assume, if it's based in the Philippines, probably Grano. I can't think of any mineral that is very Filipino based. But you know, when I started the business, part of my long-term goal is actually to penetrate also, because the Philippines, I can say that we're very rich in a lot of things. Mm-hmm. It's just that it has not been explored, or probably it's been controlled by, you know, let's not get political, but I can say that it's either that. And the lands that are very rich, the people are not that educated to mine or to explore. Because the people that I've talked to in Uruguay and Mexico, the area of the Latin area that have been exporting minerals and crystals, are the, you know, the indigenous peoples the usual ones that are staying there. So I think people are just not that, or Filipinos are just not that educated yet on how to, hopefully, because I can say the lands of the Philippines.
Yeah, we have very rich natural resources.
Lots of gold.
Yeah, but we haven't tapped into it. We, as you said, I mean, we're not educated. We don't know how. Only the people who have influence and power, I guess. Mm-hmm. No.
Well, if you follow Cleo and learn from her, maybe y'all could start like a big thing and like I educate everyone about stones and crystals and everything.
Yeah, but let's talk more about fun. What do you do for fun, my dear?
Oh, the concept of fun is, I think, very subjective. For me, fun is, my friends always call me, I'm a very boring person. Because my concept of fun is just, you know, staying in and just probably reading or watching or learning something, which I can eventually, whenever there is a conversation amongst friends, I put in something. That's the concept of fun for me. But yeah, last night we had a party. I influenced my sisters and cousins to welcome Rika in the family and do, you know, a little drinking and storytelling, reminiscing how we were as when we were young. So I think that's...
I hope you did have a lot of crying.
A little bit.
Good. Sometimes it's good. When you're with family, it's a safe place.
Yeah, I know. I wish I was there. Mm. You know, sana all,
we'll
right?
We'll cry here. I'll cry here all the time in my car alone.
Yeah, but don't you know? You know that my nieces too, they are like beauty queens too.
I mean, I can see.
Yeah, tell us your, you know, your experience in the pageant industry. Other than being an entrepreneur now and having that entrepreneurial spirit, which I think we all have, then tell us about, because we got to know more about you, my dear. People are watching you. So other than, because sometimes, you know, being an entrepreneur, you got to be, yeah, you got to grow yourself and do personal growth and development and all that stuff. But also we got to have fun. We got to have, you know, explore and use our talent. So tell us about what you do other than being in the entrepreneur industry now.
Sure. When I was younger, because I would consider, I kind of consider myself as a retiree already in that aspect. But yeah, when I was younger, I think it started when I was in, kinder and nursery, wow. Preparatory. I had, probably Tita Jing has photos. I used to join because I talk a lot. If I would be asked what my main talent is, I don't dance, I don't sing, but I talk a lot. I have a lot of words that come out of my mouth, but I always make sure that it's something inspiring. So, that's the reason probably why they kind of push me to that side, because that's one thing that I would say to women is, because history would say we've been taped in this part. So women should actually step up and, as they say, take up a certain space and show that, hey, we also have a lot to share. If by just inspiring and creating some craft, like, for example, yeah, crystals, or voice out something that the society is lacking. So, yeah, I joined a couple. My frustration probably, because I attempted also to apply for Binibining Pilipinas, because that's the one that sends out to Miss Universe, Miss World at that time, and also Miss International. So I attempted to, but my height, at the time when they were so strict with physical aspects, I'm only 5'3.5" by their measurement, which I contested, because the minimum is 5'4". So I didn't pass on the first screening. So yeah, wow. Which is...
Don't worry. I also didn't make it. My wig fell off when I was auditioning.
Yeah, he's always one. Yeah, but even Kesha, you know, KK also, she was like Miss Anak Tibatak Corporation,
yes,
or something like that. Yeah, yes, or ABC. Yeah, and you host too. You MC programs, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the reason why I have a crown tattoo in here is to remind me of, yeah, my frustration of not being able to wear a crown, but also to remind me that I will forever wear a crown, whatever that may be in life. So it's not the physical crown of being the Miss Universe or Miss Philippines, but you can win in life. This is to remind me that whatever you do, you can win in life.
Wow. Yes. I like that. Yeah. Maybe I'll get one too.
Yes.
I mean, we have like 5 minutes left. I guess like I also want to ask, like, how do people contact you if they want to get like your services, or like also like the crystals and everything? Like, how what's the best way to contact you?
Sure, I have my Facebook resurrected Facebook because also for a decade I was out of social media. Yeah. I think if there's also one advice that we have is to limit also our, it's good to be connected to people and to the rest of the world. There are perks for doing that. But with everything where there's an overflowing of information right now, because we're in the era we're in, everything is just within our fingertips. So yeah, I just resurrected because I joined the insurance industry. So it's FA, that's FA Cleo Verzosa. That's for Facebook. My crystal shop is currently in Instagram. So it's at Cleopatra's Crystals. But the best way to contact me is through Facebook right now. So it's FA Cleo Verzosa. C-L-E-O. V-E-R-Z-O-S-A.
All right. Yes. So everyone that's commented here, she's going to send you free crystals. No, I'm just kidding. but yeah, do you have questions? Or?
So what can you, first off, okay, I just want to ask you, how do you see yourself in the next 5 years? And what advice can you give to women out there, especially younger generations? Because I mean, you're much younger than I am, for sure, and for some of our viewers. So what advice can you give them if they want to venture into, you know, being an entrepreneur or having their own business? But first, how do you see yourself in 5 years? I mean, I'm excited for you, but I want, when you proclaim it yourself, it's going to happen. So let us know. Tell us.
Oh, no, Tita. Well, I used to do that. I used to see myself doing this and proclaiming that in 3 years, in 5 years, I'll be this and that. I think growing up, when I got to 30, because my personality back then is, it's too straightforward. In this, I'll be this. I think I kind of changed. Probably this is already the concept of fun. I'm making sure that I'll be open to doing things already. I'll be open to wherever I'll be tugging in life. I'll be open to, because before, whenever I would break down if I don't achieve what I have set. So this time, I'm changing it. I'm kind of more like my sisters now. Whenever life throws me, I'll educate myself first and then I'll grow from there. I'm more open to doing that now. So in 5 years' time, I'll still be helping my sister. And hopefully by that time, we already have our branch here in Batac. And we're trying to be able to penetrate majority, if not everyone in Batac. And hopefully see everyone with gray hair, smiling and enjoying. Also, I've read earlier, the fruits of their labor. We can't just be laboring the rest of our lives. A lot. Like from 60 until whenever, like in really 100 years. That's how it is. We can just be laboring now and then we don't see how we're going to be when we can no longer work. So, and my advice to women, to young women, let's not be dictated by the society or even your closest friends. Or it's good to be inspired. Pick which ones are inspiring, grow from there, get inspiration from your parents, from your sisters, from your aunties, from the strong women around you, but don't do idling that you replicate them and just follow that. Get inspiration and then know where you can grow from there, know what you really are interested in, and women are no longer limited to just being at home, taking care of kids, or being a wife, just that. No, we can no longer just be measured by that. We can spread our wings and do whatever we can. And just like I said earlier, win in life. So take up space and win in life.
Wow, that's profound.
I like that.
Yes, I love that. That's very profound. And we wish we had more time.
Maybe to next chat time
with you, but we'll probably get you and see if you can actually have a show for us. Who knows, right? But
yeah,
we really, really appreciate your time. We've learned a lot from you, and we thank you and appreciate you, and God bless you, and praying for your success in everything that you do.
Thank you so much. I love the title of the show. It's Be Bold. Why not?
Yeah. All right. Good night. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so I think we're going to have the
contest. Yeah.
The contest, yes. We're going to have our, what do you call it again?
We'll decide.
Thanks. Yeah, let's see who won. We have a lot of participants tonight. So let's see who's the lucky winner.
All right. Nelson Jewell.
All right. Congratulations, all right. Nelson Jewell.
We'll get in contact with you for your prize.
That's right. Again, tonight has been very good and interesting. Yeah. And we really appreciate all of you who joined us and participated and watched our show. And we would love for you to join us again next Monday, same time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 a.m. in the Philippines.
All right.
So good night, everyone. Thank you again, Christian.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.